You're listening to SBS News. 8 new locally acquired cases have been detected in Queensland, linked to 2 distinct clusters. One cluster centres on a nurse from the Princess Alexandra Hospital who visited Byron Bay on the weekend with her sister to attend a bachelorette party. They both tested positive on their return to Brisbane. And 5 of the new infections are people who attended the Byron Bay party. The other cluster can be traced back to a doctor at the Princess Alexandra Hospital. Queensland's Chief Health Officer, Dr. Janet Young, says more cases could emerge given the number of infectious people who have been out and about.
We've had a lot of people now out in the community infectious. So that's why we need this 3-day lockdown to get on top of all of the contacts of all of these positive cases and work out where they've been.
New South Wales Premier Gladys Berejiklian says more cases could be detected given what happened in Byron Bay.
If cases are identified in New South Wales, we will have to respond. I'm hoping it doesn't come to that, but given that we did have 2 infected people at a number of venues in New South Wales, we should brace ourselves.
Both the infected nurse from Brisbane and the doctor who contracted COVID-19 had not yet received their first dose of vaccine. Premier Anastasia Palaszczuk says all remaining frontline healthcare workers in Queensland should be vaccinated in the next 24 to 48 hours.
41,000 of our frontline health workers and people looking after hotel quarantine have been vaccinated, which is around 89%, and we expect that to be completed over the next 48 hours, so in terms of getting that first vaccine.
Queensland's Health Minister Yvette Douth says from Wednesday, only vaccinated healthcare workers will be allowed to have contact with infected patients.
We are at that critical mass point where we now can say to all of our hospital and health services as of tomorrow that we want you to confine the health workers who work with COVID positive patients to those who have had their first vaccine.
Greater Brisbane is in a 3-day lockdown to try to contain the spread, and New South Wales Premier Gladys Berejiklian and her Victorian counterpart, Acting Premier James Molino, are urging people in their respective states not to travel to Queensland.
The advice from our Chief Health Officer and my advice to Victorians is to discourage any movement, any travel to Queensland. It was very clear advice coming out of Queensland Public Health, declaring the hot zone in Brisbane, strongly encouraging other states to reflect that decision.
Australia's Chief Medical Officer, Professor Paul Kelly, says almost 600,000 Australians have received their first dose. The rollout is proving to be much slower than original predictions made in January of 4 million vaccinations by the end of March. Professor Kelly says it will take until the middle of this year for the first stage of the rollout to be completed. He says Phase 1A, which covers frontline healthcare workers and border and quarantine staff, should be finished in coming weeks. But Phase 1B, which is the over 70s, Indigenous people over 55, and people with underlying medical conditions, won't be completed until the middle of the year.
We're looking to complete the 1A component in the coming weeks, and then by the middle of the year 1B will be completed, recognising that people move into these categories all the time, so new people coming into an aged care facility, for example, would come into 1A, and if they haven't had the vaccine they will need to have that. So these are ongoing components, the same with new healthcare workers coming into to work at a hospital, for example, they would become eligible for 1B. People reaching their particular birthdays will reach different components, so that will go on, but the majority will be done by the middle of the year.
For health and support measures currently in place in response to the COVID-19 pandemic in your language, visit sbs.com.au/coronavirus. Greg Diet, SBS News.